Welcome to the Philomania Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12 minutes past 9, Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 28th, and today has been all action. There has been really very impressive upward dynamics right across the board, and primarily, I suppose, in Europe and in the USA. The Nasdaq was up over 3%, the S&P up 2.86%, the Dow Jones up 2.55%, and those are really rather significant moves, particularly in view of the fact that we now see that the Dow and the S&P are starting to find support above their August lows, which is an encouraging factor. The Nasdaq came nowhere near its August lows, and this is a significant rally, given the fact that it has been really going nowhere and we're just ranging for the last 10 days or so, and now breaking upwards from that short-term range. The Nasdaq has outperformed, of course, on the upside for the vast majority of the last 6 months, and although it has pulled back a bit in here today, sorry, over the last couple of weeks, today you see it pushing up faster and farther than those other indices. Now, the S&P was up almost 3%, so there's not much in it, but given the fact that the Nasdaq in relative terms had such a small reaction, I think that does point towards further outperformance of the Nasdaq going forward, particularly if this is a significant low for stock markets. And I think it is too early to assume that that is the case, particularly in view of the fact that you have had a number of these banks rallying and rallying well, and that is certainly not insignificant, particularly since the sentiment right around the world has been absolutely bearish, apocalyptically so. And I think we've been throwing the word apocalyptically bearish around a lot, but it does very much, I think, get to the heart of just how bearish people have become. And of course, that also is a signal that there is a lot of leveraged players short of this sector. They probably haven't been scared out of their short positions following today's move, because on the bank's index, it's not a larger move than we've seen previously, although it is from a much lower level. And we can, I think, start to talk really in quite concrete terms about value in the banking sector. Of course, that's not to say that it will not go lower. And that will be the question on a number of people's minds, particularly if we see the banks rally again tomorrow and we see further strength coming into the wider markets. Of course, this is all on, I think there are a number of distinct elements that are driving this market upwards here today. One of the more important was, I'll just read the headline, Fed's cone sees risk of deeper credit crunch suggesting interest rate cuts. And there is certainly speculation that the Fed will act at that meeting in early December, and hopefully with a 50 basis point cut. We've said it on almost a daily basis that they should be cutting by 50 basis points, and probably again by 50 basis points if they do it in December, do it again in January, because this market is badly in need of the liquidity. And if they do that, then we're going to see this really having been a low for the wider stock market indices. Hopefully, what we will see with the bank shares, if they do continue to rally and form a larger rally than we've seen in those other distributions in the downtrend, that we will see a retest of the low, where the index will find support above the low and then go into a ranging phase and form some sort of basing characteristic. And then we can have a much higher degree of confidence that we have seen a low of importance. So while today's upward dynamics are certainly very important for those wider indices, and obviously the banks are a large weighting, but they're not the entire index, and the wider indices, the Dow, the S&P, and the Nasdaq do look like they are going to go upwards from here, and they would need to close below these recent lows to offset scope, or even potential, I think is a better word for these to move upwards. I continue to hold my Nasdaq long, and it moved into the money today. I haven't raised my stop as of yet, because I would like to see it push upwards, my stop had been below the lows, the recent lows. And it would really, and I would feel quite confident, or I suppose not confident, but happy with that stop at the moment, because it would really indicate quite a severe change in sentiment if that index were to pull down and break through its recent lows. That really would indicate that we were into a much, well, a continuation of this corrective phase. Looking at some of the other indices, the FTSE was up almost 3%, and there were a number of indices right across Europe up in excess of 2%. I think a standout is the Spanish index, because the Spanish index was completely written off as a potential candidate for recovery back in August, but it rallied back to its highs quite quickly and is pushing back up towards the top of that consolidation above the highs in here today. And we want to be very aware of relative outperformers, and certainly in Europe, the Spanish market is a relative outperformer, and in fact, it has been one of the leaders right across Europe over the last year, and indeed longer than that. So certainly one to keep an eye on. At the chart seminar in Dublin, they told me that you can't actually short the Spanish market, which may have protected it from some of the more speculative excesses that we have seen over the last couple of months. But nonetheless, on the upside, it is certainly one to keep an eye on. Tomorrow, right across Asia, we should expect some pretty chunky increases. I can see that the ASX futures are trading up well in excess of 1% right now. But what we will really need to see is some follow-through in the banks tomorrow to add confidence to this market. Right now, the Dow and the S&P are sitting on weekly upside key reversals. So if they hold on to their gains over the next couple of days and potentially follow through next week, that'll be an even better signal that we've seen a low of at least near, well, we have seen a low of at least near-term significance, but it could indeed be medium-term significance if it can hold on to these gains and increase them or improve upon them next week sometime. Now, looking at some of the other markets, oil was down $3 today. It's continuing to incur experience a little bit of vertigo underneath this $100 level, but it's certainly coming down slower than it had gone up. And currently at excuse me, currently just over $90 at $91.54, and looking like it's ranging in here. Actually, it's not down $3 anymore, it's down 288, so rallying off those lows late in the session. Actually, this is the after hours. I should correct myself. This still looks like it's consolidating, and it needs to push above $100 to reaffirm its uptrend. And I suppose, surprisingly enough for oil, it has been remarkably consistent over the last sort of 6 months, and has lost a little bit of that consistency as it's come up towards $100. I thought it was interesting that it fell today on the inventory news in the US, even though we had Saudi Arabia arresting over 200 people in connection with a plot to bomb oil installations. And if it can't rally on news like that, that's very much a signal that we're still within a consolidation in the oil price, and this could go on for a while because that $100 is psychologically, I think, quite important. The precious metals were all a bit, also a bit of a standout in here today because they were quite weak early on, and at one point we saw gold down in excess of $20, but it rallied well from those lows, and excuse me, currently down $7 at 805. So finding support at that $800 level. Platinum, very similar story, rallied well off its lows. It had been as low as 1417, but is currently at 1438, so well off those lows, and it really looks quite bullish on the charts that it's finding support above the reaction lows that we saw recently, and does look like it could improve upon this performance tomorrow. Of course, in connection with this, the dollar has been relatively steady in here today. Against the euro, it's almost unchanged. The pound is up in excess of a cent. So we are seeing little bits of differences here because against the yen is strong by a full cent. Oh, sorry, a full yen in here today. So we're seeing a little bit of this carry trades being put back on where the yen is getting stronger in here and the dollar getting a little bit weaker against currencies where it had been overextended. So it's looking like we've seen a short-term bottom on the dollar index. It's at 75 right now, or just a shade above 75, and it would really need to push back below those lows to reaffirm its downtrend. But given the fact that so many people have been writing it off, and also in view of the fact that we've seen a lot of investment banks talking about a dollar rally, it has steadied up generally over the last day, particularly when you look at that dollar index. And if it continues to steady and not do very much on in broader terms, then we can expect precious metals to do really quite well. The bond market is also worthy of mention. The 30-year is at 116.28, down almost a well, two-thirds of a full point. Oh, sorry, three-quarters of a full point, excuse me. And the 10-year down 18 points. They had become quite overextended and have pulled back in the last couple of days, which is also a signal that we're seeing a little bit of movement in the liquidity markets, because a lot of people had just gone for cash over the last couple of weeks and invested on all ends of the bond market. And with money coming out of that, it's being sucked into the equity market, and they are look like they're taking their lead or taking their cue from the equity market's performance. And with that final thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.